The 2012 MCAS results released Monday by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education showed 39% of third graders scored below proficient in reading. Performance on the third grade MCAS reading test has been stagnant for more than a decade. Children from low-income families struggle the most, with just 30% capable of reading at their grade level. Several of the state's urban school systems, including Springfield, Worcester, and Pittsfield, have adopted programs to improve early childhood literacy. In Holyoke, a new early literacy initiative has been launched by the mayor's office. Mayor Alex Morse, using a $100,000 grant from the United Way and the Davis Foundation, has hired an early literacy coordinator to work out of City Hall.
For several years, we've had community efforts around our high school dropout rate, how to improve that. But when you look at the data and the research, the number one indicator of whether or not a child is going to be successful in high school, graduate, go on to college, be a productive member of our community, you can look at their third grade reading scores.
The new office will coordinate a full-scale push toward boosting third grade reading proficiency by aligning the work of the Holyoke Public School System with that of community partners.
So this is an important initiative because we're one of the only cities in the state that actually has someone working out of the mayor's office just focus on engaging the community around literacy efforts. When folks in the community walk into City Hall, they'll see a presence of our campaign.
Tapped to be the early literacy coordinator in Holyoke is Andrew Melendez. He's a former director of the Greater Holyoke Office of the Massachusetts Latino Chamber of Commerce. He was also on the staff of Homework House, a tutoring program founded by two Catholic nuns.
As a program director of Homework House, I've seen the stories. I've seen from kindergarten that didn't know how to read, from a couple months after knowing and loving reading. These are the stories that we need to tell. If you read 20 minutes a day, it's so important. Talk to your kids, read to your kids, read to them in Spanish, read to them in English. This is not a one focused topic.
Melendez has set an ambitious goal. Just 24% of Holyoke's third graders scored proficient on the MCAS reading test in 2011. The goal of the new initiative is to increase it to 85% in 2014.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be setting the bar high. We're going to make sure that we tell this community that reading is important. In Washington, in a small city in Washington, they raised the bar from 40 to 91% in one school. We can make that happen, and we're going to make sure that we put all our efforts possible to make that happen.
Holyoke is not delving blindly into an early literacy campaign. Michael Moriarty of the Holyoke School Committee said the city will follow research-based strategies promoted by national advocates for early education.
This attorney, who is not a professional educator, didn't have to try to get myself a PhD and figure out how to reinvent the wheel. It was spoon-fed to us, and thank God, because even with that, the work is enormous.
Amy O'Leary, the director of Strategies for Children's Early Education for All campaign, said in a statement it was alarming that 39% of third graders are not proficient readers and that Massachusetts made virtually no progress in third grade reading over the past decade. She called on Governor Deval Patrick to sign a bill approved by the legislature in July that would establish an expert panel to advise state agencies on improving language and literacy development of children. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.